Breaking news tonight of a veritable coup d'etat on the radio.
It's got to be original. It's got to be sincere.
You've just tuned in to the Ear Candy Update.
In the right place, doing the right thing at the right time.
An hour-long showcase for the rebel-rousing, overlooked, underappreciated music that makes you pump your fist and shake your ass.
You have to put on a show for people. You can't stand there like a statue.
While tearing down the walls of the Clear Channel Empire.
Tear down this wall.
Now, here's your host. He's a morally bankrupt man of loose ethical standards.
That's just like your opinion, man.
He's the bastard son of an out-of-work truck-driving mama.
Tell him Large Marge sent ya!
He was raised somewhere in the Midwest, and now he's broadcasting on the run to avoid the FCC and all of its cubicle-working bureaucrats.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Here is Duke Wilbury.
Welcome back to the Ear Candy Update, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Duke Wilbury, and it's that very special time of year when all the creepy creeps come out of the closet, and those folks up in Detroit are having this thing they call Devil's Night, which reminds me, in 1995, a little movie came out called The Crow, which I'm sure a lot of you have seen, and on that soundtrack was a lot of really great, creepy, horror-filled stuff. This show is dedicated to Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, and all those creepy creeps that are out there. All you guys out there in the closets who attend the Rocky Horror Picture Show and paint your little faces up, dye your hair, and wear 5-inch platform soles. This is dedicated to the Kiss fans, except this isn't schlock. We're not going to find any Monster Mash on here. No King of the Nighttime World by Kiss. No, we're going to go a little bit deeper, a little bit meaner, a little bit heavier, a little bit thicker. So in 1995, that movie The Crow came out. That soundtrack featured this next band, my man Henry Rollins and his band. This is Ghost Rider by Rollins Band.
We'll be right back.
from the 1995 Crow soundtrack that was Rollins' band with Ghost Rider. Truth be told, I could probably include almost the entire Crow soundtrack on this episode of the Ear Candy Update. We've got, what's on there? Golgotha Tenement Blues by the Machines of Loving Grace, Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails, Helmets on there, Pantera's on there, My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult, The Jesus and Mary Chain. If you don't have a copy of that record, you probably need to go out and get one. So this next track is kind of interesting. I don't know if, hopefully none of you do know my uncle. I'm not going to say his name on the radio waves. That would just be downright rude. But while the rest of the Wilbury clan was out getting dirt under their tires and getting real nasty with the bottle, my uncle was out exploring those darker sides. Now, for years, the Metallica's 1987 EP Garage Days Revisited was probably the most sought-after item in their catalog. It was bootlegged over and over again in the 1990s. So giving in to popular demand, which is something that Metallica doesn't like to do, asked Sean Fanning from Napster, they released Garage Inc., which features this track, originally done by a band called Diamond Head. So, Uncle, name omitted for obvious reasons, don't want you catching the case. This is Am I Evil, as done by Metallica. Black Sabbath right there from 1971 off the Master of Reality album. Tony Iommi on guitar, and the man had a seemingly endless supply of crushingly heavy riffs to bludgeon Black Sabbath audiences into sweet, willing oblivion. If you were a heavy metal band after Black Sabbath, you owed everything in your bag of tricks to that man. Gotta love you, Tony. Thank you for that. Also, if you love Master of Reality, definitely check out Paranoid. And that's for my uncle. God bless you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're here on the Halloween episode of the Ear Candy Update. I'm Duke Wilbury, and right now we're going to hear from something a little bit different. Susie Sue. I love this woman. She's got this Art Attack vocal style off of 1981's Juju. This is Voodoo Dolly.
Transfixes. Thank you.
Few bands could ever contrast a single quite like Joy Division. That was the original version of Dead Souls, the B-side to 1988's Atmosphere off the Substance record. What's really interesting to me about the evolution of music is that the Nine Inch Nails mastermind Trent Reznor thought so much of Joy Division's Dead Souls, he decided to cover it. And as fate would have it, several years later, Johnny Cash decided he was going to cover a Nine Inch Nails song. Two very disparate artists, Johnny Cash and Nine Inch Nails. Music is music, and again, here on the Ear Candy Update, we abide by the Duke Ellington axiom. There's only two types of music, good and bad. Here on the Ear Candy Update, we play the good. Before that, we heard from Susie and the Banshees off of 1983's Juju record with Voodoo Dolly. We're going to cut now to something very, very different. A genuine American madman, a guy whose voice sounds like he's been drinking whiskey as old as Damascus, with flakes of rust dripped onto the inside of the bottle and maybe just a little bit of cyanide. From the Grammy Award-winning record Mule Variations, this is a spoken word poem by Tom Waits called What's He Building?
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
There are a lot of artists whose heads I'd like to get inside. Tom Waits is not one of them. If I was inside Tom Waits' head, I'd probably snap out of it after that Being John Malkovich tripping. I don't know, maybe bludgeon a horse to death and go hitchhiking across Route 66. Maybe eat peyote in Needles, California. Have you ever been in Needles? That place is fucking horrible. Got a hunch that's where Tom Waits was hatched. Man wasn't born. God, he was hatched. Somebody sat on that motherfucker and cooked him for the better part of a decade before he came out. Fucking creepy dude, man. Love you, though, Tom. Jesus, you're on some different shit, though. So I promised earlier that I wouldn't do any schlock, and, well, as is prone to happen, I lied. We're gonna do a triple blast of punk rock right quick. There are a few bands that were as influential as the next one. Actually, the next two, I think about it. We're gonna do the Misfits, the Ramones, and the Misfits. Back to back to back. This is Skulls, Pet Sematary, and Halloween. By, respectively, the Misfits, the Ramones, and the Misfits.
The moon is full, the air is still. All of us to dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close then you can hear me shout. I don't want to be buried in a big cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a big cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
I don't really need to explain the Ramones to you, I hope. And if I do, I really don't want anything to do with you, frankly. But the Misfits are something else entirely. Were they genuinely shocking or tasteless? Can't be fun. Sometimes hard to tell which way they wanted to be taken, but what's true is that they've developed a huge, huge cult following. Now, a lot of punk music was all about the politics of it all and making some outlandish statement, and I can accept that, I can appreciate that, but the Misfits were a little something more. They weren't necessarily the greatest musicians, but, well, we all know that you don't need to be a great musician to be a punk rocker. And the crude recording methods were kind of charming. Kind of the birth of lo-fi, maybe? I don't know. Let me know what you think. Well, since this is the Halloween episode of the Ear Candy Update, I would like you, when I finally post this little bastard creation of mine, let me know. I want to hear about your favorite Halloween stories, your favorite costumes, your most outrageous and outlandish stunt you ever pulled on All Hallows' Eve. I'm a fan. One of the best stories I ever heard was a buddy of mine growing up. I'm not going to name him because we don't do that here on Ear Candy Update, but big family. He had a big, big family, and his old man was a craftsman, so they built a gallows. An actual working, functional gallows. And him and his four brothers were out there, and his mom had built harnesses for them so that they could actually fall, because they had actual rope. It was a working gallows. So every hour during the whole passing out of candy phase of Halloween, the old man would come out, and hangman's outfit, and the mom would read the charges against him and his brothers. And they would hang them once an hour on the hour, the tolling of the bell type stuff, for whom the bell tolls and all that. But it got so terrifying that neighbors started calling the police because kids were freaking out, crying, literally wetting their pants. Me, well, I got a huge kick out of the damn thing. Well, here on the Ear Candy Update, we like to do things a little bit differently. And I'm going to play something for you that probably has never been played on modern FM radio. Probably doesn't get much play on XM radio either. Thank God for the internet. And, well, there's a couple things that can happen. I played a Rollins band track earlier, and Henry Rollins once talked about this next band that I'm going to play, and he said, I'm paraphrasing here, that if you want to listen to this next band, what happens is you put the CD in, or the MP3, I guess now in the modern era, and you get in your car, and you essentially experience a blackout. And when you come to, cops have surrounded your vehicle, and you're not parked where you once were. In fact, you're parked on the neighbor's lawn, or maybe on the neighbor's porch. And there's cops all around you, probably a SWAT team or two, and there's about four people underneath your car, because what has just happened is you listen to a Slayer record. Slayer isn't for the faint of heart, not by any stretch of the imagination. Oh no, 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 no. You gotta go hard, because Slayer's about as heavy and as dense and as thick as it gets. And if you have a problem with metal, you have to understand how very, very difficult it is to play this damn fast. This is breakneck speed right here. This is the sound of thought, the speed of thought coming through the guitar strings and through the drums. You want to think you're good? You want to think you're good? Try and cover a Slayer song. Then you'll know how good you are. This is... Oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this. This is Dead Skin Mask off the Slayer record Seasons in the Abyss. Dead Skin Mask by Slayer right there off the record Seasons in the Abyss. I don't know if you can really handle much of Slayer. It's only to be taken in small doses like tequila and cheesesteaks and bad advice. A little history here. Halloween, it's got its origins in a Gaelic festival known as Samhain, which incidentally was the name of a Danzig record. Danzig, named for Glenn Danzig, the former lead singer of that band we heard just a few while ago called Misfits. And derived from Old English, it means roughly summer's end. So if you're celebrating Halloween, that probably means you've got some pagan influences. How does that feel? Yeah, pagan influence. Anywho, we're gonna coming to a close on the show here. Got a couple things I want to play for you before I bounce out. Marilyn Manson's been known to do a lot of pretty hellacious covers. His cover of I Put a Spell on You did some terrible things to my spine. And his cover of Sweet Dreams, and consequently the video for Sweet Dreams, is made famous by the Eurythmics, is just downright fucking creepy. Hell, Marilyn Manson's just downright fucking creepy. That guy is, I don't know, man. I don't know, but he's not dumb. No, he knows exactly what he's doing. He understands what shock rock is really all about. He's a master of it. There's a Tim Burton flick called The Nightmare Before Christmas. And Marilyn Manson is a big fan, evidently. This is the theme track to The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Halloween by Marilyn Manson.
Slide.
Marilyn Manson. I don't know what to say about the guy. Marilyn, man, you are off kilter, but you are off kilter in all the right ways. Not a stupid man by any stretch, and you know how to provoke a response, that's for damn sure. That was This Is Halloween, the theme song to the Tim Burton flick, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it really doesn't come as any surprise that Marilyn Manson is a big Nightmare Before Christmas fan. I'm Duke Wilbury. This has been the Halloween edition of the Ear Candy Update, and over the last hour and some change, you've heard Ghost Rider by the Rollins Band off the Crow soundtrack, Am I Evil by Metallica, Children of the Grave from Black Sabbath off the Master of Reality album, Voodoo Dolly by Susie and the Banshees, Dead Souls by Joy Division from the Substance record. Then we heard a little spoken word interlude by American madman Tom Waits called What's He Building in There? And we heard a triple shot from the Misfits with the Skulls, Pet Sematary by the Ramones, and Halloween by the Misfits. And then we got into Dead Skin Mask by Slayer. And once again, you just heard from Marilyn Manson, his cover of This Is Halloween. What kind of DJ would I be if I didn't give you something to latch on to on the way out of this show? So, in closing, this is the theme song of the John Carpenter flick, Halloween. I'm Duke Wilbur. Take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice.